County Treasurer Corey Forsling said the due date for tax payments is Monday, December 2nd, since November 30th falls on a weekend. Under Utah law, the payment is for the calendar year 2013. Forsling said during her tenure as treasurer, she's tried to make it easier for residents to pay their taxes.
So there's about 40,000 parcels in Summit County. Only about a third of them pay their property taxes through their mortgage escrow. That was me. I never thought twice about my property taxes, and I know that many people don't because it's just paid for, and all they really care about is how much it is so they can claim it on their income tax in April. But there are two-thirds of our parcels out there that pay directly to the treasurer. So I spent a lot of time worrying about the two-thirds and how we're going to make their lives a little bit easier. We have an Easy Pay program that I started about 2 years ago, and that allows people to make prepayments. And you can always make payments anytime during the year, and we apply it. But with Easy Pay, we actually set you up on a plan, and we make debits on a monthly basis from your bank account, and then apply those payments to the total tax bill as a credit in November. We have about 300 people that are using that service right now.
She added the county can also send the tax notice by email. Forsling said you can go online to the treasurer's office to use the new options.
It's at summitcounty.org/treasurer, and you can enroll in Easy Pay online. You can enroll to have your tax notice emailed to you, and also you can change your mailing address. If you've moved during the year and forgot to notify the treasurer's office that you have a new mailing address, you can get that as well. And you can also print out another tax notice if you need it, if you lost yours, if you'd like another copy.
She said the county's tax rates are not significantly higher than other areas around the state, and in some cases are lower.
They do. I don't know if many people have noticed, but the tax bills are actually lower this year than they have been in the past. And that's because of the state-mandated certified tax rate calculation. And the way that works is when your aggregate values in an area are increasing, your tax rate decreases so that the tax revenue to an entity stays level.
The treasurer said a pretty small percentage of property owners are regularly delinquent with their payments.
There are between 3% and 8% that are always delinquent this time of year, but are what we call our current collection number is around 93%, 92% to 95%. So that comes in year one, which is basically this month. And then the huge bulk of it comes in over the next year. And it's all collected within 5 years, because you can't, at 5 years, if you haven't paid your taxes, we're going to sell the property and then we'll collect the taxes that way. So it all comes in eventually.
Utah has a rather complicated tax penalty system.
If you don't pay by December 2nd, then we charge you 1% penalty. If you haven't paid the balance by the end of January, we charge you another 1.5% penalty. We also begin to charge interest at that point as of February 1st, but it's retroactive to January 1st.
So it could add up pretty quick.
It can if the amounts are large, and we have plenty of taxpayers in the county with very large tax bills.
Forsling said she's made another change, ending the traditional year-end newspaper list of delinquent taxpayers.
At law, we have two options. One is to run the giant list in the newspaper that has always been done, and the other's option is to mail a postcard directly to the home. And the newspaper listing is much more expensive, so I changed that 2 years ago. We started mailing postcards to people directly if they forget or fail to pay the taxes. And the collection rate is much higher with a direct mail postcard and cheaper. So that's a better way to go.
Oh, it is higher.
It's significantly higher.
Instead of the public shaming, huh?
Yes, I know. And there are folks that are afraid of their name being listed in the paper every year. I have to tell them we don't do that anymore. Just send you a postcard.
County Treasurer Corey Forsling. To contact her, you can go online to treasurer@summitcounty.org or call 615-3038. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.